The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
It started as a whisper until you screamed it at the top of your lungs. We gained momentum. You made us unstoppable. We had a vision for change. You made it a revolution. We told you we are the future, until you told us the future is now.
We are NXT!
Hello, and welcome to the NXT Cast. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined once again by my co-host, Miss Simi. How are you, Miss Simi? Oh, I am doing fantastic, Back again here to talk about the NXT Cast on the CSPN. You can find us on the web at cspn.us. You can also subscribe to the NXT Cast through the WrestleCast. All you have to do is search the WrestleCast dash the CSPN, click on the WrestleCast logo with the New Day holding the WrestleCast sign, and then you will be able to hear NXT Cast each and every week. So we're going to get right into it, because Steven Regal is at home and he's got a big announcement. He puts over Keith Lee in that win from last week or a couple of weeks ago where he got the both titles. And he sends it to Keith Lee at his home to talk to the fans. So Keith Lee is there with both titles showing handsomely, far better than he ever does when he wears them to the ring. He says that he knows that there's a lot of people who worked hard in NXT to get to the top. And he's done a lot to get to his spot. And he talks about his trainer as well. He says Lee will not be limiting the chances of other people. And he will continue to defend the NXT Championship as often as possible. However, he's going to relinquish the North American title to make sure that others get the same opportunities that he has had.
That was a short read. I was like, not relinquish. I felt like that gift of Black China, which is just like embezzled. That was me. I was like, relinquish. What do you mean relinquish? Relinquish? I was like, damn it. I wanted him to be Keith Two Belts for like a while longer.
Yeah, they didn't even let us get a really good taste of it.
Right. Like, if they had done something where, like, he's in a match with this and then somebody else comes on, they're like, no, I want this championship. And it was just like so much all at once, then we could be like, okay, he's right, he should relinquish, because he's got 73 people coming after him. They did like a short thing with like Finn and them when they were like announcing, but like, you're a marked man, but like, I wanted to see him be a marked man. That would have been nice, even if it was just for like 3 weeks or something,
right?
Not like 7 whole days. Relinquish. So mad.
So the great one, Steven Regal, announces that a series of triple threat matches will start tonight, and the winners will advance to a ladder match at TakeOver 30 on August the 22nd to crown a new North American champion. It's got a lot to live up to.
Yeah.
Because the inaugural ladder match for the North American title is a classic.
Well, we'll see if they live up to it.
Dexter Lumis versus Killian Dane. Very curious about your thoughts on this one. Dexter Lumis catches Killian Dane with the spine buster that kicks off a rally. Dane turns it back around with the cannonball, powerbomb, and elbow for a two count. Dexter Lumis hits a top rope senton after missing one and then hits the uranage. Dexter Lumis applies his submission hold. Dane passes out, and Dexter Lumis is your winner.
I was a little bit bored because, like, I don't know who Dexter Lumis is besides, like, a lurking demon person. And I don't really care about Killian Dane. So I was just like, meh, I don't care. It was like middle of the road for me. It was kind of my bathroom break.
Skippable.
I went to get water.
Yeah, skippable open for you, huh?
Right. I went to go heat up my food. I was just like, all right. I was trying not to fast forward it because I was like, maybe something interesting will happen, and nothing really.
Nothing really.
Nah.
Roderick Strong is being interviewed about the triple threat match he's going against Johnny Gargano and Bronson Reed in for the North American title qualifying ladder match. Strong says it means the Undisputed Era can get back to the top. Bronson Reed interrupts to say that Roddy has had a ton of chances in the past, and he said that Keith Lee did not give guys chances for guys like him. Gargano interrupts to say that he's the face of the brand, and he'll win it all to make history as the first two-time North American champion.
I'm sorry, just one second. SmackDown is on, and Sheamus just put poor Jeff Hardy's face into a urinal. And this is gross. Ew.
Live reporting here from Miss Simi.
Like, what? Beat his ass, Jeff. Throw him into the thing. What the fuck? In the urinal, that's gross. I don't care if it's a set. It's the principle. Ew. At least he just pushed him into a toilet. So I guess that's payback, but still. No. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Focus. We get a quick home promo from Dakota Kai, who says it felt good to kick EO off that pedestal she puts herself on. She tells EO to bring the title when she comes to see her the next time.
I can't wait for this match. It's going to be so good.
I can't wait for EO and Dakota Kai too, because they've been teasing it. Dakota Kai's been speaking on it, so she's definitely motivated to go after the title. It shouldn't be a very lackluster feud. It should be very hot. Breezango. They're taking on Ephraiz. They enter the ring looking like the Mounties, because Ephraiz are from Toronto, Canada. Just genius. From these guys. Well, Fandango enters with chops, and he creates instant offense. He even does a Mountie dive to the outside. Breezango starts throwing dual super kicks, and they get the win over Ephraiz.
Yay! Make Breezango tag team champions. They are so good. Tyler Breeze, every time he wrestles, I'm just like hard-eyed. I'm like, you should have been so many champions by now. Like, you're so good. He's just so good. He deserves more.
A lot more.
Yeah. Just so creative.
Dominik Dijakovic is interviewed about facing Karrion Kross and how that will differ from last week's fight. Dijakovic says Kross, he got the jump on him last week, but this week he's going to get a fresh Dijakovic, and he's going to use his hands, his elbows, and his feet to knock out Karrion Kross tonight.
Uh-oh.
That's pretty vicious.
Right? I'm like,
We get in a Swerve Scott promo, where he's talking about his upbringing and kind of being a shy kid, and you know what can bring those things out was just music. And then he eventually gets to his point, which is he beat our champion Santos Escobar, and he just wants everybody to remember that, and he feels like he's in line for a title shot.
Ooh, I'm here for the spotlight on Swerve Scott. I'm like, you should have been done this, guys. Been. This is a long time
coming. Yeah, it was a good little promo by him. Hopefully they don't put the light on him and then just, you know, stop on him and then pass him by. Hopefully he gets to stay in there a little bit longer than your average people. But yeah, I really enjoyed that as well. Aaliyah versus Shotzi Blackheart. So Sashi survives a camel clutch and starts firing off offense. Aaliyah gets caught putting her feet on the ropes on a pin. Shotzi then pump kicks Robert Stone off the apron, then hits the senton off the top, to get the win.
Yay, Shotzi.
So with Robert Stone down on the floor, Shotzi runs over his good foot with the tank. So Shotzi is celebrating and howling again. And that's when Mercedes Martinez destroys our poor little dumpling.
Oh, out of nowhere, just bam.
Shotzi Blackheart, yeah, with the big boot. Then Mercedes stares down Robert Stone and Aaliyah.
That was like, so is Shotzi Green going to like Raw or SmackDown, or like does she have the Rona? Like, why is she suddenly gone?
I have no idea. I know they moved that Vanessa Bourne.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. But she hasn't debuted yet.
Oh, okay.
But I haven't heard anything on that wavelength.
Hmm.
About Chelsea. Like,
where'd you go?
Mm-hmm. Hopefully we'll hear something soon, because she seemed to be just kind of hitting her stride with that match against Charlotte, but you right. never know. They might have pulled her up and just did the same thing they did with Vanessa Bourne. Just kind of tucked her away.
We'll see.
It's time for our triple threat match, North American Championship qualifying match. Bronson Reed, Johnny Gargano, and Roderick Strong. Gargano wants a sunset flip-style powerbomb off the apron onto Reed, and he gets it with the help from a Roderick Strong dropkick. Roderick Strong and Gargano, they go at it inside the ring, with Strong throwing some of his best offense, but not quite having enough. Gargano counters the Gibson driver into a Hurricane Rana. They keep countering each other until Johnny hits the one final beat DDT, but he's too hurt to cover. When Johnny finally does make the pin, Reed comes off the top with a splash. He gets the three count, and your resident thick boy is advancing in the triple threat.
Yay, Thickums. I'm so excited. I was like, he won. I really like this match. I liked how Johnny and Roddy had to keep double teaming to like take out Bronson. And then like also like the moments between Roddy and Johnny Gargano were really good. Those like counters. And stuff. I was just like, ooh, give me this feud. I want it. Give me that. So hopefully there's like, they're building more for Gargano and Roddy to like fight. And I'm like, oh, I guess Roddy isn't traumatized anymore.
Yeah.
I'm glad the therapy worked.
This was a very good match. High level, yeah. High quality match. I like you said, I really enjoyed everything about it with Roderick Strong and Johnny Gargano not liking each other, but having to work together somewhat to keep the big guy down. But the big guy ended up coming off the top and getting the win. I was shocked. Like, I can't believe who you won.
Right.
Mm. Now here we go into the sweet spot of the night for me. Oney Lorcan versus Timothy Thatcher, part deux.
Didn't I say? Mm-hmm. I said, Orny Loker Part 2, Electra Boogaloo was going to be your jam.
Driving the knee into the side of Lorcan, hooks the leg again, and Lorcan displaying his high pain threshold.
And let's understand how wide open the field is right now here on NXT. Both these superstars have pinpointed Keith Lee as a target. Now all of a sudden the North American Championship is vacant. Who knows how many more triple threat matches like what we saw earlier could happen. A victory here, very important to either man.
And I think you could replace the word both with every superstar targeting the NXT Champion, yes. Keith Lee. But Tom, you bring up salient point, and Beth, Oney Lorcan looking to capitalize here, but Thatcher one step ahead.
Lorcan created an opening, but once again, Thatcher closing the gap, grabbing that arm.
Oh, that patented double wrist lock. Lorcan now looks like he could be, he's fish hooking Thatcher momentarily, driving Thatcher's left shoulder.
Four.
Thatcher tried to block that knife edge chop, but he felt the pain course through that injured arm, the half and half suplex. Oney Lorcan looking to even the score against Thatcher. Wow.
But Beth, did you see the agony from Timothy Thatcher as he attempted to kick out? He obviously couldn't really get a lot of momentum out of the left shoulder.
Thatcher been favoring that arm since he hit that steel post. He can barely lift it at this point, which is critical for a submission specialist. Look at the color of the skin.
Both superstars possessing a arsenal of devastating strikes, and Lorcan looking to get the better of this exchange.
Look at the reddening marks across both of these men on their backs, their chests.
And again, Lorcan snatches that double. Wristlock, Thatcher doing his best to defend.
See Thatcher grabbing his own hand to protect it.
Oh, the torque.
Lorcan will not let go. Thatcher trying to turn in to alleviate some of the pain.
Ooh, only Lorcan really cinching it in and just looking to snap the left arm of Timothy Thatcher, looking to snap Thatcher's winning streak, and now Thatcher with the lateral press.
Oh my God,
Lorcan's shoulders are down! Only Lorcan's shoulders were down!
Here is your winner, Timothy Thatcher!
And Timothy Thatcher steals the victory from Only Lorcan!
That was a good match.
It was a really good match. I was just like, ooh, give me more of this. I want more of a feud with these. Kimmy, let this be a long time feud because they're really good. Like, this match was still like grappling, but it was like different from the first one. And I like how Orny got more like an offense and like used his own move against him. It's good.
Yeah. High level stuff by those guys. Great submission encounters and things that look like it could really, really hurt in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah. A1 from those guys. Robert Stone, he's complaining in the back about getting run over again by the tank. So they kick out the interviewer. Then that's when Mercedes Martinez rolls up. She says she wants to focus on hurting people in the ring. The contracts and such is what she doesn't do. Stone says he's her man, and she warns him not to overstep his boundaries or she'll break his legs permanently.
Ooh. I like this. I'm like, okay. Having her like be part of this Robert Stone brand will just kind of give a little bit more credibility to it than just like constantly losing Aaliyah. So I'm like, ooh, okay, let's see this. Robert Stone wasn't quite as messy as I liked him.
Yeah, he's cleaning up a lot better.
But his like over the top agony did make me laugh. So there's that.
So we get a black and white promo from Finn Balor. He says he will take advantage of Keith Lee not wanting to defend the North American title. He says he will beat Timothy Thatcher and Dexter Lumis next week, and he will give the title. He said he will give the title match a takeover to Finn Rub. Excuse me.
Yay, get Finn the title. Good. I thought that's what they were going to do originally. And then they like swerved like every which way. I thought that's where we were going.
Hasn't gotten there back that far yet, unfortunately. So now it's time for our main event of the evening. Dominik Dijakovic versus Karrion Kross. All this alliteration is killing me. Dijakovic hits a choke slam bomb for a near fall. Dijakovic with a somersault to the outside. Kross ends up driving his boot into Dijakovic's face to the point where it goes under the ring. Kross then boots the steel steps onto Dijakovic's head, crushing it, and Dijakovic isn't moving. Kross then drags Dijakovic into the ring, and he starts driving forearms and elbows on an already passed out Dijakovic. That's when Keith Lee comes out to ringside. Kross keeps on with the forearms after Keith Lee just stares at him from the apron. So the whole time the ref is like, hey, do you want us to stop it? Are you okay? You got to talk to me. He's like, no, don't you dare stop it. I'm good. Don't stop it. So Dijakovic showing his toughness. Dijakovic, he can barely respond. He demands that Keith Lee does not stop the match. Cross puts Dijakovic in the cross jacket while talking smack to Keith Lee. Dynamic Dijakovic passes out. And Karrion Kross is your winner.
This was hurtful. Oh, Lord. Oh, no. First of all, let's appreciate that they gave us the full Fallen Prey, like, montage. The full entrance. I was like, yes! Scarlett! Mm-hmm. Here she is! And this was a good match. Like, that ending when, like, Keith Lee came out, tried to save him, and Dijakovic was like, no, I want to fight. I was just like, no! Friendship! So, it got me. Mm-hmm. And then that ending.
Yeah.
He freaking slapped up right in front of his friend. I was like, no! The emotions! Oh, no!
It was a good, hard-hitting match between two big hosses of men. And, you know, I thought that the end played right into the story, doing it right in front of Keith Lee. Keith Lee coming out. Not only is this man one of his bitter enemies, but he's, you know, turning into a friend too. So you can kind of see that soft spot growing for Dijakovic. So, yeah, it's a lot of stuff going on, but it was all good on this week's NXT.
Oh, yeah. So is Dijakovic, like, moving to the main roster? Is that what?
There was talk about it. I don't know. I don't believe anything in the dirt sheets until I see it. Yeah. Because they'd be feeding misinformation and stuff sometimes.
Right.
Just to throw people off. So I don't know who's coming, who's going, until they actually show up on my television screen. Too hard to predict.
Right, I was like, I was just like, is it gone? Is this goodbye match? Because I think it was like Kyrie's like last match on Raw this past week. So,
yeah. Yep, it's gonna be sad not seeing Pirate Princess doing her thing anymore. It's just maybe they can come up with something in the ninth hour, but I doubt it.
Right, at least she gets to be happy with her husband and at home.
Yeah, that's true.
So this next was good. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it went by really fast.
Yeah,
it's a lot of action. Both shows did. Mm-hmm. Lots and lots of action.
I really enjoyed this NXT. I was like, ooh, the triple threat, like, what's his face? Oh, North American Championship was my favorite match. I really liked that. I was happy that Bronson Reed got to win and he's like getting more shine. So I'm excited for what it's going to bring at the TakeOver.
Yeah, I think TakeOver is going to be kicked up a notch heading into it, unlike the last TakeOver where, you know, everything was kind of weak and it wasn't a really good build into it. But I think this year they're going to try to, maybe with no fans, but they're going to try to ramp it up a little bit.
Right.
So looking forward to that. So. Yeah, I do too. All right, Miss Simi, at this time, I think it's time for your shout-outs and thank yous.
Well, shout-out to you, as always. Shout-out to Miss Dee Dee. Shout-out to Mo and Sam. And shout-out to the CSPN family. Also, shout-out to the listeners. Thanks for listening every week.
Give a big shout-out to my co-host, Miss Simi, joining me each and every week. I gladly appreciate you. Definitely would like to thank everybody who winds up in the hashtag for NXTcast and DynamiteCast. You can also check out our Dark Match program over on the Patreon page, patreon.com/CSPN Media. Please subscribe, become a $3 listener or a $5 listener on the tier scale, and you will receive the Dark Match and all other special exclusive programming that we have here on the CSPN. Also like to thank Jay to the Max, Miss Didi Jonay, Greg, Sam. Hope everybody is safe and sound out there. Mo to the _ Reese. Me and him did the Raw cast for this past Monday Night Raw, so please check that out as well. And on that note, for Miss Simi, I'm your host, Don DeLorenzo. This has been the NXT cast. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Bye. See you in the hashtags.
Roderick Strong. Tonight you have an opportunity in the triple threat match to qualify for the NXT North American Championship ladder match at TakeOver. What does this opportunity mean to you?
This opportunity means the Undisputed Era get back on track. You know, the last few weeks have been strange, like, really strange. And you know, Keith Lee never actually gave me a rematch. I should actually just be in the ladder match.
That's where you're wrong, Roddy. You've had your chance. Undisputed Era has had a million chances. Keith Lee gave up that title to create opportunity. And it's the biggest one of my career tonight. And I'm gonna show the whole world that I'm a player here.
Oh, excuse me, boys. Face of the brand coming through.
All right, John, go ahead.
You're a goof. Get out of here, you goof. Hey, I hate you too. You wanna be a player? Welcome to my world. This whole thing ends with me becoming NXT North American Champion again and making history. Thick boy.
Mackenzie, tonight I'm going all out.